This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you. This is a special podcast. Explain, Sherry. Explain to them why it's so special. While I...
Oh, dear.
Seated at my piano. Tinkle these ivories.
Sure.
Thanks.
This is a special podcast. I think we didn't really discuss why it's special.
Yeah, we did, because it's different.
No, because it's different.
We're not doing the radio right now.
Oh, this isn't... Yeah, this is stuff that we can talk about longer form, things we can't talk about on the radio because of the format. So this is us just being able to sit and talk like friends playing a piano.
Yeah,
and
in the radio format, you don't get to just listen to me play.
No, you don't.
There you go.
And obviously, your life is better for it right now.
And Sherry's still talking, so you still can't hear me play.
Sorry, guys.
Listen to this. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks.
All that while still doing the radio thing.
I know. It's pretty amazing.
It's amazing.
What I want to get is additional sound effects, not only the piano thing, but we're going to work on this little advance for the radio show next week.
Mm-hmm.
Want to get a harp?
Sure.
I'm trying to think of other instruments I can play, and it sounds like I'm doing it live on air.
Okay. So a harp, a violin is good.
Yeah.
A cello, perhaps.
Ooh. I like that. The thing I can't do is like have a woodwind or something.
No, because you're talking in that. That would be silly.
Maybe a trap set, just doing a solo. That would. We should totally do that. Like a jazz thing.
Yeah, sure. Rubber band like Snoopy.
Very jazzy. And I'll be all winded and stuff because it's hard.
Okay.
So anyway, different kind of thing. Wanted to talk about some stuff we can't talk about on the show very easily. One thing, the book called Unoffendable. I'm sure you've heard of it if you've been following us for very long, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm really torn on this. I'm not a promoter. Mm-hmm. I have to promote it.
Yes.
I don't have a choice. It's just the way the publishing industry works now. Mm-hmm. Like, that's their expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
But I, on the other hand, here's the flip side, and I was telling my wife this. I'm not the best writer in the world. I get it. A lot of people could have written this book better than I could. I understand that. However, I wish everybody would read it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish millions of people would read it. If it meant I don't get another dime, I literally would sign off on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's discipleship. I think people think this is just a part of, oh, okay, forgiveness. Yeah, that's one thing in a whole constellation of issues for Christians. No, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to follow, that's what it means to be a disciple. You have to deny yourself and pick up your cross. This is it. It entails humility. I don't know why this is a side issue. Wait, no, you know what? I think I do know why.
Okay.
This is hard. People would rather have complex things than hard things.
Mm-hmm.
We like complex because complex things can be easier to do.
Mm-hmm.
The example I gave was if you want to pick up a stone that's 600 pounds, that's easy to understand, but it's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
There are other things. If you make a list of rules, like I need to join a small group, be part of a church, attend it, tithe more,
mm-hmm.
you know, lead the parking lot ministry
right.
or whatever, I can make a list. And I can check those off and I feel like, okay, I'm doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the essence of discipleship. And the books previous have been about being, be radical, go crazy, do this crazy thing. And go here. You need to leave and go to another country. It's easier to discuss that than it is to forgive somebody.
Yeah, it is.
It's easier to go to another country than it is to forgive somebody.
To give up my right to be angry.
Yeah.
That and obviously they've done something. So this is not even saying, oh, well, they didn't. No, they did it.
They did.
And I have to forgive.
Right.
And it is a lot easier, not to say anything of it, but it's a lot easier for me to travel to another country
yep.
and help little kids who have done nothing to me
mm-hmm.
than to sit next to this person in church every day and have to be their sister.
Yes.
Not just tolerate, but
because
be their sister.
The second thing you said is it takes heart surgery.
Yeah.
You don't have to have heart surgery to go do that other thing.
Right. Yep.
This hurts. And in fact, a lot of the reactions to the book have been, and they've been honest, I appreciate it, this really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
In the first few chapters, if you examine yourself, hopefully you're stitched together by the end. Hopefully you see that God's healing hand is on this and mm-hmm. that he has to perform surgery on us. I do think it's really important. I do want people to read it. I've been doing interviews, and I think this would be really interesting, too, and I can't talk about this on the radio very easily. People are opposed to the idea. These are apologetics experts, mm-hmm. people who are Bible, 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 Bible. And then when it comes to this issue, it's amazing how fast they veer off the Bible. Mm-hmm. They want to talk about, are you telling me that I have to forgive terrorists? Dude, I'm not telling you anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you the scripture.
Right.
So if you want to argue with James, you want to argue with Paul, you want to argue with Jesus, Jesus calls me a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we don't like it, okay, but let's face the fact that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's striking to me to have these conversations with people who are really well-educated in the Bible.
So where's that coming from? Because obviously they think it's coming from a pure place, or they think that...
Yeah.
So what's happening there, do you think?
I think a few things. Number one, sometimes when you're on the radio and you occupy a certain position as an activist,
mm-hmm.
and I'll just be honest, it's conservative activism in here. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm not a liberal.
Contrary to popular belief.
I know,
belief.
Which is so funny because people will be like, well, I know who you voted for. Right. No, you don't. No, you don't. Just because they talk about grace, they want to put it in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
When you're an adult, a lot of times your brain gets lazy. Mm-hmm. When you're a kid, you can entertain new ideas, new concepts. Hey, I need to be taught. I learn.
Mm-hmm.
As an adult, you just like, oh, I know what to think about that. That guy's talking about grace. Therefore, he's this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I heard this. Anger. You're mm-hmm. talking about anger? I heard a sermon on that. Here's the answer.
Right.
It says, in your anger, do not sin. So it's good to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that sermon.
Right.
Instead of going, you know what the very word repentance means? Rethink.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you turn around as a result. It's not mm-hmm. just thinking clearly. Mm-hmm. But it's the same root where, like, from pensive. Are you willing to rethink a position you had? In these cases, honestly, I get the impression, no.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is no. What if God has something more for you?
Mm.
It's in the Bible. Maybe my understanding myself isn't complete. Maybe God wants to teach me something. Can I be a little bit flexible and think, you know what, I need to be open to that?
That's what was transformative about the idea for me. That when you said it, even before the book, was, oh, you're thinking wrong. Like, I had to say that to myself even before there's any action, or I need to turn around, or I need to you're in the wrong direction. You're thinking wrong. You do not have a right to be angry. Well, that's a real shift.
Totally.
Me too.
But it's interesting that you had the flexibility to do that,
mm.
to go, you know what? Maybe I could be taught.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to be that way too. Maybe I can be taught, but maybe being an apologetics expert or being a radio host about the Bible inhibits you to actually go, I can be taught.
Or whoever is teaching you you have to view them as your intellectual equal or superior to you, maybe.
Well, what's interesting too is it's immediately obvious some people read the book and some people didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought, I'll just plow into this guy because I already got the answer on this.
Okay.
Well, then you run into literally what happened in one interview I did,
mm-hmm.
specifically. I talked about Ephesians 4:26, where it says, in your sin or in your anger, do not sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, a lot of people memorize the first half of that verse. And for some reason, they don't memorize the second half, which is get rid of your anger before the sun goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's saying what I'm saying, which is we get angry. It happens. Mm-hmm. Okay. Human. But we have to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned it. A question like 5 minutes later. Well, what do you do with Ephesians 4:26, though? Because it says there that anger is good.
I do the same thing that I would do with it when I wrote the book.
Yeah, and what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't hear me.
Right.
You didn't read the book, and you didn't hear what I just said on your own show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me explain this again. I'm not mad about it. I'm really not.
Right.
I'm just kind of like, this is so instructive about the way we think.
It is.
Literally, I explained it again. It came up later. Well, you know what? It's been great having you on the show. I disagree because Ephesians 4:26 says that we're supposed. Never mind that I explained.
Yeah.
It, twice,
mm-hmm.
plus later on, all the verses about anger, mm-hmm. including Paul in that same paragraph, get rid of all anger. So can we be flexible? Can you be humble like a child? Can I? To where I'm like, maybe God wants me to repent, rethink.
Mm.
And maybe he's got something better for me.
Jesus said we can't even get into the kingdom unless we approach it that way.
Yeah.
Like a kid.
And you see where this starts to take on this dynamic now, where mm-hmm. you go, you know what? I see what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Because if you're not humble, you're not going to learn. He's our teacher. He is our capital T teacher. Mm-hmm. Can we learn from him? Or did you, whatever you heard in a sermon when you were 21, did that define everything for the rest of your life?
I tell you what, that's why that is constantly my prayer. Because when you have a job like this, you can start to perceive yourself as some sort of expert.
Totally.
Because people are listening.
Absolutely.
So I'm always, God, please, 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 please. Mm-hmm. Let my heart be humble before you. Please let me not get so full of myself and under the guise of you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Under the
totally.
Guise of religion, under the guise of I'm telling people, and yet I'm still full of myself. God, please let my heart always be pliable in your hands. Let me always be on the wheel, the potter's wheel. Let me always just be open to you saying something. I mean, we're always progressing, right? We should be.
I hope so. You know what? But this is, again, what I've learned is that not necessarily. And that is a scary thing. We have to be taught with our jobs. Everybody's got jobs, right? You're listening to this. You got a job. I've been doing this for a while. Sherry's been doing this for a while. We have to allow ourselves to be taught how to do it better. It's very easy to fall into a trap of just doing it like you always have.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a coach
mm-hmm.
now. I've had coaches for years, and they're like, Brant, that was good, but that wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to learn, well, yeah, you know what? If I'm going to get better, I got to change, right?
Right.
But that is hard. And it's, I'll tell you, a real trap too. We're getting real personal here, but a real trap for me is I actually sometimes err the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have called me out on it, where it's like, I get so skeeved out
mm-hmm.
by coming off as an expert
mm-hmm.
that I want to just go, hey, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Fact is, God does give us wisdom and he doesn't want us to share it.
He does.
And as you get older, I do want to be a person who's willing to share and not just always discount it because I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, that's true.
and
I've called you out on that before.
Yeah, you have. You actually have.
Specifically on marriage
mm-hmm.
and talking to men. I've called you on that because I think that you have wisdom in that area.
Well, there's a vacuum, and it goes with you with many mm-hmm. areas. Mm-hmm. And with anybody who's listening, there's things you can contribute.
Mm-hmm.
But we are very aware. Don't have it figured out. At the same time, I hope that on the book thing, that if you read it, you get the understanding, I know I don't have it figured out. So this is coming from a place, I hope, of humility. I'm learning too. But this is so important, and I don't have the backing of a huge reputation as an author,
mm-hmm.
where a lot of times they'll be like, hey, let's put $2 million behind your promotion campaign.
Right.
For me, it's like, hey, why don't you tell people about it?
Right.
So if I don't.
Yeah, it's true.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
But if I don't, nobody knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever do, like, my hand, Brant mentioned his book again. Well, I'm thinking that too. Oh, I mentioned my book again.
But let me tell you something that one of our friends and has been such a great supporter of the show said to us that has been transformative to me. I have mulled over and continue to mull over it. He said, he was talking about the psalm. He said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Hmm.
And he was telling us, he said, if you're boasting in the Lord, meaning if you this unoffendable, this book really is life changing for it has the potential to change people's lives. It's okay to say that. And if anyone hears it, he said, and they're not glad, that means they're not humble. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Maybe so.
I
that's what my wife basically said.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I told her that, like, I just want everybody to read it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's emancipating.
Yeah, it is.
Just want it to be a blessing. And she said, well, that's the perfect motivation then to actually tell people to read it.
It is.
Because she knows me too.
Mm-hmm.
And we all can have our ego in it. And I still do.
Of course. It's impossible not to. But
if somebody said, hey, somebody else can write this exact book,
mm-hmm.
do it a little better. They sell all the copies. You sell zero. Would you be okay with that? I'd say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a twinge of like, well, darn it.
I tried.
I wish it was me.
But at the end of the day,
I would say, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it wouldn't take me more than 2 seconds.
Well, I've watched you push other people's books that you're like, hey, this means something.
Yeah,
and absolutely. This is going to change people's hearts and minds. And so, yes, I will push this. So I've seen you do it.
You may hear us talk about this and you may be like, I don't need that. Who needs affordable health coverage?
Yeah, that's what I hear people talking about all the time. Who needs it? I want to pay more and more and more and more.
To be sure, you might have an awesome group health care plan you're already covered on. You don't have to worry about it.
Again, I haven't met those people yet.
Really?
No. Everyone I talk to, if the health care comes up, it is a headache.
Well, it's still a headache.
Yeah.
But there are particularly people that are really going to be like, thank you for this. Mm-hmm. It's called MediShare. It's a not-for-profit. And because of that, it's cheaper. It's people who are believers in Jesus meeting each other's healthcare costs, which is wonderful. They actually, you pray for each other too as you do it. Mm. It's profound. If you want to find out more about this, again, it's called MediShare. They sponsor our podcast. We love that because they embody a lot of what we like to see, where people are actually meeting each other's needs. And so you can do it freely. Here's the phone number. It's 855-772-5699. And it is exempt under the healthcare plan, so you don't face tax penalties. It works beautifully, and this may be perfect for your family. If it's not for you, that's fine. But for a lot of people, it will be. Like, thank you. So here's the number again. It's 855-772-5699. Thank you to MediShare for partnering with us, and it's nice to be involved with a not-for-profit ministry that's being a blessing for so many people. Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
I scratched some things down in an envelope for this particular show. I can't read it.
That's the high level of professionalism that we have. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to try to read it? Homeless when they get that.
That doesn't make any sense. I can't read my own.
Homeless when they get that.
Mention of copiers. Mention of copiers. Homeless when they get that. I wrote in cursive.
You still do that?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I wondered about that. Can people, because I was writing notes to people before, and I'm like, I wonder if people can even read cursive anymore.
I'm sure they can read it, but I don't think anyone really, I mean, I'm sure people do.
I can't.
Okay. You can't read your own.
Oh, the politics thing.
Okay.
Which was this. We referenced it earlier. Somebody's like, well, we just saw a comment. It's funny. Brandt's too leftist for me.
Yeah, I saw that, and I laughed, and I told you about it. He said, right. This is what it said. It said, he's a little more left than I would like,
okay,
but he's still okay.
And that may be true.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And I you know, okay. We're deliberately apolitical.
Yes.
We've both done political talk in the past. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It matters. That stuff matters. Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna say, we don't not talk about it because it doesn't matter. Couple reasons we don't talk about it, or we try to be apolitical. Mm-hmm. In a hyper-politicized culture. Number one, the stations we're on are licensed by the FCC not to be partisan.
Mm-hmm.
And they have certain strictures on them. We could cost them their license if we get on. And I've heard other people on similar stations, and I'm like, you get in big
not
trouble.
Not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we don't get close to it. The second thing, there are so many outlets for that. You don't need it from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
How many outlets are there where you feel like you're talking to friends and you can talk about Jesus and you don't have to get tripped up on it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that these things don't matter. Third thing, it's my belief that while these things matter, they're not the end goal.
Mm.
Like, if you know God and you disagree with my politics, okay. And if you love him and I love him, you know what? I think over time we'll start to agree on things because he'll change our hearts in a similar way to bring us into unity. But to me, that's the end goal. I want you to know God.
Mm-hmm.
If I throw my political views out there or Sherry throws hers out, you might write off what we're saying about Jesus well before we get there.
That's true.
Because of your interactions.
Polarizing.
Yeah, because your interactions with somebody else who has that viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We would rather you fall in love with God. And that we do as well, and then we see what happens.
And he'll change our hearts. And it's been my experience that if I have a certain view and another person has a certain view, but we are brothers and sisters in Christ, that he changes our hearts to the point that we probably on some things we were both wrong.
And oh, some, no kidding!
And
totally.
Because we a lot of times in politics we think somehow God has signed off on everything we think, so we're holding his viewpoint. Which, you know, when you're with your brothers and sisters, I mean, there's discussions you and I have had.
Oh, totally.
That I'm like, you know what? That's right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But that you can't ever get there if you're polarizing in the beginning.
I've had conversations with Sherry where she'll say something. I'm like, man, I can't believe how wrong she is. And God's really opened my eyes. just how in
to
error.
See how, really? Has yeah. he? He's so good that way.
He is.
It's so...
to expose the errors of others.
You know, if you have a conversation long enough with anybody, you'll find disagreement. I could do that with, I mean, my wife and I agree about everything. Uh-huh. But I'm sure if we talk long enough, just sit, okay, sit on the couch and talk about this. Disagree. There, right. We found something.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you will. Mm-hmm. So do you just, go in our separate ways?
No.
Does it matter? Like, I'll say this. Mm-hmm. There are politics embedded in believing that God is the king. Mm-hmm. And so there are all sorts of political ramifications for that. Sure. If I believe he's the king, my allegiance primarily is to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it trumps every other allegiance, and the other ones aren't even close. Mm-hmm. Are there things that happen as a result of that? Yeah. So not saying that you won't have views, but that's why we're not going there. Mm-hmm. We may someday. I mean, we get the old boot out of Christian radio.
And we show up on talk, then.
I suppose a lot of people will be disappointed. Yeah. They'll be like, well, I agree with you on that, but not this and this and that. And thing.
But
and
he'll still be king.
Totally.
And yeah, he's still king.
Totally. And we'll still.
We get the old boot.
We'll still. You never know. You never know.
That's true, isn't it?
You have something. Feel that way. And then it's gone. Yeah. Like, you can have something, then it's gone. And then everything, this show will be gone.
Yeah.
And, but it's been wonderful. So I'm not sure what I'm closing on that note for.
I was going to say, geez, man, it turned into a eulogy.
Yeah, we're doomed. Please understand. We are totally and completely doomed. There you go. Oh, we have this too.
All right. Oh, yeah.
The show has just been destroyed.
Here we go. There it's been go. Nice knowing you guys.
Yeah. So, God bless. Godspeed.
So glad we did this special
this
podcast
has been so
for this.
Special.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brad and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.